Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at 3 o'clock, that is the great Sheil Kapadia of The Ringer. Hello, Sheil.
What's up, my friends? How we doing?
It's always great to talk to you, Sheil, and great to see you. You know, we can look at you on the video now. Technology never ceases to amaze me.
I love it. Absolutely. Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Sheil. I know you're a tape guy, but I know you also love the controversy as well. Or you talk about the controversy as well.
I'm well-rounded, yeah.
Well-rounded guy. So, you know, we have spent a good deal of this week talking about the D-Gun report, who we respect, and Diana Rossini, who we also respect as well. And we've talked a lot about whether it's right or not that the players or coaches or whoever leaked it, and we all agree no. But one thing we've been talking about today is, like, let's just take it at face value and say that it's true. Let's say that there are players that are frustrated and there are coaches that are frustrated. What sort of level of concern would you have that number of people are frustrated with how the quarterback is playing, especially at 8-2?
Yeah, well, to just echo what you said, I mean, those are two very credible reporters who I know and I trust what they're saying. You know, they're not talking to low level. They are talking to influential people inside the Eagles organization. And so I believe what they're saying. And, you know, part of it, I looked at it and said, well, that's not that much different than probably what we've discussed, what I see on the film, where you say, man, there really are throws some of these games, not all the time, but some of these games where Jalen Hurts could be pulling the trigger. And we say, man, you know, he's playing conservative. He's trying to avoid turnovers at all costs. Like, that's not, you know, surprising to me that people inside the building would feel that way. Now, I do think this sort of blame game deal, I don't think it's all Jalen Hurts. I think you could point to the coaching staff. I think you could point to other factors as well. So that part has me a little bit concerned because, you know, when you start hearing those things and it's kind of like everyone's pointing the finger at one guy, to me, that's not right, especially when it feels like to me, Jalen Hurts, at least publicly, and, you know, I don't know all the details of privately, but seems like a guy who takes accountability and is out there every week and is kind of made of the right stuff that you want in your franchise quarterback. So I'm more curious, not so much about how I feel about it, but like, how does Jalen Hurts feel about it? Is he like, no big deal, you know, we just got to win the next game because that's how he's wired? Or is he like, this is kind of weird that, you know, these reports are coming out and none of them say anything about the coaching staff? They all point the finger at me.
Yeah, and this is the thing for me, Sheil. I think this backfires on whomever decided to go this route, because if the idea was he was reluctant to trust the system, trust the guidance of what you want him to do as far as being more aggressive and this and that and the other. Well, the idea that someone's trying to pin all this on him isn't going to make him trust anybody in there anymore. If anything, it's going to push him even further away and make him dig his heels even more into the ground as to what he thinks is the right thing to do, which is to play his game and to stay within the frame of playing his game. I just don't see how this benefits the overall team moving forward as far as trying to get Jalen to play, quote unquote, the way they want him to play.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. And you put yourself in Jalen Hurts' shoes and you say, what's my record? over the last 2 years? What's this team's record over the last 2 years? Did I not win a Super Bowl? Did I not level up when the competition got its stiffest in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl? And we're 26-5 over the last 2 years. And you're pointing, you know, and you want to talk about. And the other thing is, I also don't know how is he being coached, honestly, because I'm sure there are plays where Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo look at it and they say, hey, you know, you got AJ Brown open here. We went over this in practice. The ball's got to go there. But at the same time, they're saying, do not turn the football over. When we don't turn the football over, we win almost every game. And, you know, I was watching that Chiefs game last weekend against the Broncos, and it's a tight game, and it's a game the Chiefs needed. And Patrick Mahomes is in the red zone in the fourth quarter, and he throws an interception, and it flips the game. And so, like, there are two sides to this. Now, I think you can balance them out. I do agree that there are plays left on the field. I think he can make those throws. I think he should make those throws. But I always try to see it from everybody's side. And if I'm him, I'm going, you're telling me don't turn the football over. Guess who's turned the football over less than any quarterback in the NFL the last 2 years? And look at what my record is. So I always try to look at it from his perspective as well.
Let me present a theory to you, or just a thought exercise, as you are a sportsman. You're not just an Eagles guy. You follow the Phillies and the Sixers. And one name I have brought up, and I want to be clear, Ben Simmons is a big, huge loser and a small mental presence. I am not comparing Jalen and Ben in that way. But what I want to do is ask you from a scheme perspective, because you talked about coaching. And we've had a lot of, why are they running the same four hitch routes and blah, 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 blah. And what I thought about Ben is Ben was outstanding in the beginning of his career when there wasn't much of a book on him. But what happened was, as his career progressed, and he was essentially the same player, he got better defense, but essentially the same player, the league figured it out. And then the team had to start doing this weird stuff that didn't seem to make any sense, right? They were. I remember this whole conversation about Brett Brown doing this thing he called the snug pick and roll, where they would run a pick and roll 5 feet from the friggin' basket. Which did you would look at it and you would go, why would a coach do something that silly? And I would be screaming from the mountaintops, it's because he won't shoot. It's because he won't shoot. So is there an argument to be made, if you're being kind to the coaches, and say, you know, Nick Sirianni was a wide receiver, coached under Frank Reich, was an offensive coordinator when Philip Rivers was there and Andrew Luck was there, that this guy certainly knows what routes look like. And Kevin Petullo being the pass game coordinator here for 4 years, could you make the argument that Jalen's lack of evolution as a passer and the league sort of figuring that out has put them in a position that makes it very difficult for them to call the game they want to call?
I think there's an element to that in this way. I think, you know, when you look at Jalen Hurts and we kind of define his strengths and weaknesses, I think one of the things he doesn't do, and really he hasn't done throughout the course of his career, he doesn't like to target the middle of the field a lot. And I can give you 100 statistics on this. If you just watch the games on Sundays, you're seeing it as well. He always ranks among the bottom three or four quarterbacks just in how often they target the middle of the field. So in that respect, I do believe the coaches are trying to design an offense where, hey, we can design these plays and run these concepts that target the middle of the field. But you know what? We kind of have a big body of work that says Jalen's probably not going to want to make those throws. So now what do we do? So I think that part of it is fair. Now, having said that, I also think that within those restrictions, those limitations, you could still do a better job of designing the offense and making it look better than it does right now. But yes, I do think it's fair to point out there are things Jalen Hurts likes to do. There are things he doesn't like to do. There are things he's good at. There are things he's not good at. And I do think now that is part of coaching. You know, you have to do that with every player. What are their strengths and weaknesses and how do we scheme around it? And right now there's just the massive disconnect, whether it's the coaching, whether it's Hurts, this last game, honestly, the wide receivers were not beating man coverage against backup cornerbacks. And that was a big issue in this last game. So it's not just one thing. But yeah, I think to that degree, there's a little element of that going on here.
So, Shil, you're a big Vic Fangio guy, and the Eagles defense, who has played excellent over the last two games, has a different test on Sunday in that, first of all, they're not playing in the cold with the wind to sort of aid them as they had in the last couple of games. And they're going against an offense who, the team's not great, but the offense has performed well. What do you think of the matchup with the Eagles defense against the Cowboys offense on Sunday?
Yes, statistically, the Cowboys have a top five offense this season. Now, their defense has stunk, and so it hasn't translated to a lot of wins, but their offense has been pretty consistent, especially the big challenge is they've got two wide receivers who can, you know, will each probably have over 1,000 yards this season in CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And so if you're the Eagles, your biggest weakness, it's so glaring on the defense, you have pretty much, I think, maybe only one weakness, and that's that cornerback two spot. And so that's Vic Fangio's challenge here, is that you know going in that the Cowboys are going to say, where is Adoree Jackson? That's the guy we're targeting in the passing game, whether it's with George Pickens or with CeeDee Lamb. So what can you do to help him? Obviously, you can give him safety help. I think they'll do that. You can do different things schematically with where he's lined up and where the Cowboys want to throw the ball. But I do think that's going to go, like, if you told me, hey, I can tell you right now, Shil, I'm looking into my crystal ball and the Cowboys are going to score 30 points next week, or the Eagles are going to lose, I'm going to say we're going to be talking about Adoree Jackson next week. So I think that's the biggest challenge for them. But man, I got to say, there are so many aspects of this defense that I love right now. Jalen Phillips, Jalen Carter, being healthy. He looks terrific there. N'Kobe Dean is playing at an all-pro level. I mean, I didn't even know he was going to play this year. I didn't know if he was going to be healthy enough, and he has been one of the most impactful linebackers in the NFL the last couple of weeks. So Eagles have one glaring issue, and it's a matter of, hey, can you scheme around that? Can you cover that up enough to slow down the Cowboys offense?
Yeah, I'm excited about Sunday's game. Great test. It really is a great test for this defense. I think we've all been encouraged by what we've seen the last couple of weeks, but I think having a prolific quarterback like Dak who can throw the ball as well as he does, we didn't even mention Javonte Williams, who was like top three or four in rushing the last time I looked. So they can run the ball, Jake Ferguson at the tight end position, and then you get to these two wide receivers. Man, this will be a this to me will be the matchup, Shil, just like I thought Sunday's matchup would be this past Sunday, I'm speaking of, the Eagles defense versus this Lions offense. That's what I thought the marquee matchup in the game was going to be. I think that's what it's going to be in determining the game. Sunday, the Eagles offense, they'll score. He may score somewhere in the low 20s, but if your defense is playing at the level we expect them to play at, you don't need 30 points to win.
Man, it's amazing for this. The Eagles are right now, I believe, Super Bowl favorites. And for us to be able to describe them as the offense doesn't score and no one really to bat an eye and say, it's kind of true. They don't really score. But yeah, it is, there will be a game, obviously, whether it's this week, whether it's a future week, where you say the defense can't be perfect every week. And there's going to be a game where you get them, you get some explosives on them, to Spike's point. You're playing in controlled elements here, so it's going to be easier for the offenses, where the defense is going to give up some stuff and the offense is going to have to pull their weight. I mean, that's the drama of this season right now for the Eagles. That's the tension of this season, where we feel so good about this defense, but it's not going to be perfect. And can the offense do its part? It doesn't have to score 35. It doesn't have to score 40, but it sure has to do more than it's done the last 2 weeks here.
Well, you know, historically, you know, Seinfeld made a lot of money in reruns. Friends made a lot of money in reruns. And the Eagles seem to be making a lot of money in reruns, as they are rerunning the same arguments we had last year about the team. So, Jack, what is Shields' record picking games?
I stopped keeping track. I mean, I think it's like 1-10.
One and nine.
1-9.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, now
all I heard was he stopped keeping track, so we don't know what the actual record is.
Now, Shil, you have a responsibility, as I do, in that since you've picked against the Eagles are undefeated. So we're going to need you to do your duty once again.
I mean, how long has this been going on? Like, I keep waiting every week. This is what, 6 weeks, 7 weeks? Oh, I thought between the Packers and Lions, all right, Eagles will probably lose one of those games and I can get back to making relevant picks here. all right, so I think, but now I have to pick the Cowboys. First time on this air, I think, in my whatever it is, 8 years that I had to come on and I had no choice. I had to pick the Cowboys because it helps Eagles fans and it helps the Eagles win. You know, I think defensively, I am curious to see how they account for Adoree Jackson, how they help him. It wouldn't surprise me if the Cowboys moved the ball a little bit in the air. Now, this Eagles offense, like, I hate to say get right game because of the way they've looked the last 2 weeks here, but that is not a good Cowboys defense. I mean, it will be whatever you think the concern is for this Eagles offense this week. If they go into Dallas against that defense and score one touchdown, all these reports, all the tension, all it's just going to get ratcheted up to a very different level. So, all right, I got to do my duties. I got to pick the Cowboys in this game for the sake of Eagles fans. So I will go Cowboys 24, Eagles 23.
Every single week. All right.
I love it.
Shiel. I got you. Thank you as always, Shiel.
All right, brother.
There he is,
all
Shiel
right,
Kapadia of
care.
The Ringer. 215-592-9494. We will get back to the phones after Ike tells you about meat.
Fall is upon us, and that means tailgating and Eagles football. Fire up that grill with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz and Watson. Be the hit of your barbecue or tailgate with game day essentials like hot dogs, sausages, meats, and of course artisan cheeses from Dietz and Watson. Can't forget about those high protein Dietz nuts meat snacks, perfect for snacking on the go. Dietz and Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Check them out online at dietzandwatson.com for a retailer near you. And remember, go Birds!
All right, Ike. You know, I mentioned earlier, I was like, it's been pretty weird that there hasn't been a player that, you know, pounded his chest and said, that's my quarterback and stop talking, blah, blah, blah. So Devontae Smith was on John Clark's podcast.
And The Takeoff.
And finally, somebody was given a chance to beat his chest and say, that right there is my quarterback. I don't like these rumors, so on and so forth. And John Clark gave Devontae Smith the opportunity. Here is what happened on the podcast.
I don't know if you've seen all these reports out there. There's reports that some people within the Eagles are frustrated with Jalen Hurts during games and how maybe he doesn't throw the ball at certain times, and there's some frustrations. What is your viewpoint of those reports that are out there?
I think we're all frustrated that the offense is not playing to the standard that we have.
That's a great answer.
Straight to the point.
The pause afterwards, too. Clarkie was begging, Devontae, give me a little bit more.
Yeah.
It seemed like a 25-second pause after Devontae was done. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that part of it is obvious. I think we all as fans have been frustrated as well.
Sure.
The point is the level of frustration to the point where it needs to lead to what is happening
right.
with leaks and all this other stuff that's going on.
Right, yeah. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIT. What's up, OG?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Oh, doing great.
OG.
Yeah. What's good, man? Hey, listen, I'm listening to taking all this stuff in, and I just wanted to make a comment on the D-Gun thing and then, you know, kind of transition into this Jalen thing. But, Spike, just for your information, if you want to know how Smitty really feels about Jalen, you might want to go and check out the podcast with the cornerback from Denver. What's his name?
Patrick Surtain.
Defensive player of the year.
Him and the corner from Detroit that went to Alabama.
They all went to Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And they spoke about jailing on there heavily. But, you know, Smitty basically gives jailing all the credit for him being here and him coming here and being happy here. So that's neither here nor there. Hmm. But let's do this here.
Yeah.
Since everybody's speculating or rush or what they call reckless.
No, we are not recklessly speculating here.
I know. So let's not do that, right? So let's just say this here, that everything that's being said about Jalen, I'm going to say is absolutely true.
Okay.
Every last thing they're saying about Jalen is true. Now,
that's
a fact, okay? Like, because D. Gunn, y'all said y'all respect him. He's one of the highest respected guys in all of whatever. He said he will not put nothing out if it wasn't facts. That's correct. Bang. Okay, so D. Gunn puts out this here. He tells on himself and says that Josina, whatever, Anderson, put it out first.
No, he said Diana Rossini. Now, not every woman is the same, but
Diana Rossini.
My bad. Okay. Yeah, Rossini said that, and then she put it out first, and then I said, well, I might as well, you know, put it out too, because he said, I've been knowing this for a very long time. So the question that I would have to D. Gunn, why would you wait then? I mean, if you're responsible for the conduit for the fan base and to inform us about certain things, why would you sit on this long? If you had it then. So that don't, you know, and it's cool, though. But we at least I understand who D. Gunn is.
Oh, stop.
Because y'all telling me he's somebody else. But I understand that. Now, I want to go to this here. If Jalen is all of those things.
Yes.
But the job that he's been hired to do, he's doing it. He's doing everything that he's asked to do by his boss. Is win games. Come here. He does all the market things. He comes to your state. Everything. I don't. You know. And guess what else? Ike and Spike. Jalen gave us full disclosure, and y'all laughed at me. He said, for a very long time, I've been told how I'm supposed to play and make it look. And when I did it the way that everybody said I should do it, we did not win. He's letting you know, right? He's found a combination to winning, and he's not going to change that because whatever they else trying to tell him to do it, he already know what to do to win. You're trying to tell him how to do it the way you want him to do it.
Yeah, just make sure everyone else is great. Like, this is so ridiculous. Just make sure everyone else on the team is great. That's how they win. That is how they win. That is the formula for Jalen winning all the time. That is it. Simple as that. And don't turn the football over. Like, oh my gosh, what are we talking about here? What are we talking about?
I don't even understand what you just said.
Because it's ridiculous. It's like they're doing exactly what they asked him to do. They win football games. He's not the reason they win football games. He's there. He's a part of it, sure, but he's not the reason.
I'm sorry. Jack, if he's on the podium, if he's under center, every time that ball is snapped, he is a part of the reason they
win. Of course he's a part of it. We act like we every single win is him, and like he's doing a perfect job. It's not true.
What y'all don't realize is that y'all keep trying to separate the defense from the team. The defense is a part of the Eagles team.
Of course
it is. Jalen relies on that defense to help him win games or to help them win games. So no matter how you want to discourage it or make Jalen look,
so,
he's still a winner.
So my contention to that would be it wasn't just – if you are taking the reports as true, it wasn't just players, it was coaches. And you're saying he's doing what the coaches want him to do. And it would seem as if we are taking the reports at face value, that answer would be that he isn't, right?
Right. So I'm saying that he's not perfect.
Of course.
We get that one.
Of course.
Okay, so that's it. I'm succeeding. Everything that they're saying about him is right.
Yes.
So he, as a human person, has to work on that as he go on in his career.
Sure, of
he's
course.
5 years in.
Of course.
So all I'm saying. So everybody is saying, well, is it true enough? It doesn't matter.
It does.
It's true.
It does. Okay, well, then it matters. Well, then it matters.
And for so far, the things that he's been bringing to the Philadelphia Eagles organization have been good enough.
Yes, and the question will, would be, and the question, thank you for the call, OG. The question would be, will it continue to be? And if it is, then nobody has any argument.
Well, that's not true. Because they actually won a Super Bowl and people are still
complaining
about it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look the way they want it to look or they expect it to look. So we can't say if he wins, no one will have an argument. That's been the whole crazy thing about his career is that he does win and it doesn't look the way people would anticipate it to look. So it perplexes everyone when discussing him as to how much credit he deserves versus what is he contributing. Listen, we may go find a guy that throws the ball the way we want to throw it. To the fans, the only thing that's going to matter is he winning? That's all that's ultimately going to matter. Like, it's the bottom line. It really is. I don't care how frustrating it gets to everybody and everything else, because we have a sort of idea of what it should be, and we're not coming off of that. But to the masses, the winning is the only thing that matters, and that's what he has to hang his hat on. Like,
sure,
that's
absolutely.
When you stop losing games, you're going to get treated like every other quarterback who loses games.
Yes.
The majority of them.
Yes.
They're going to replace you.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, like they're going to replace you if you start losing games.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we do have a really irritating piece of audio in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report about Kyle Schwarber.
Uh-oh.
Just a tremendously irritating piece of audio. Maybe for two of the three of us. Yeah.
Sounded good.
Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light, Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Another supper from a sack.
No.
A 99-cent heart attack.
No.
I got a pounding head
and an
aching back.
No.
And a camel's buried in a big straw stack.
No.
But I want to live where green grass grows. Watch my corn
this is where I draw the line.
Rose. Every night be tucked in close to you. No.
Come on, man. Talk to McGraw.
No.
Come on, man. Don't disrespect Tim McGraw.
Nah, this is...
Oh, that's Tim McGraw?
Yeah, okay. Come on, man. Old Tim McGraw.
Okay.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is where, when you do 330 Country and do it that way, that's where I...
That's the real country music, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Oh, okay.
Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of your dreams and on budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Is Brad Pitt a great actor? 65.9% say yes.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah, come on, man. Seven.
There. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Legends of the Fall.
Not a big Legends of the Fall guy.
Moneyball.
Moneyball.
Great flick.
Inglorious Bastards.
Great flick as well.
I did not see that.
Oh, you'd like Inglorious Bastards.
I remember it. I didn't watch it.
Good flick.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
What else he had? What else does he have?
Pitt?
A couple other ones? Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Well, World War Z was not a tremendous movie, but I really enjoyed it. Zombie movie.
I remember World War Z. Yeah, I remember that. I thought that was Tom Cruise.
No. That is
I'm thinking of another one.
That is Brad Pitt.
Okay.
That's Brad Pitt.
World War Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like Brad Pitt as an actor.
Yeah. He's a great, great actor. Yeah. Well, we got some annoying Phillies news in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Yeah, so once again, Ike's little city. Back at it again. Now, this is Schwarber in technically Middletown, Ohio.
Right outside the city.
Which, what, 40? Is it 40 minutes?
Yeah.
So basically, he's a Westchester guy, just like me.
Well, yeah. Well, he could be a South Jersey guy like me and I.
That's good.
Not,
point.
Nah,
yeah, we're 37. Nah,
if you're not a part of this state,
okay.
I'm just South Jersey, take it down.
Relax.
We're having a little fun.
Yeah.
We're having a little fun. So Kyle Schwarber was back at his hometown yesterday, honored by his high school. Still waiting for that from another Cincinnati high school about a Cincinnati legend, but
yep.
We'll address that at a later date. And
I didn't hit 56 home runs.
No, but you were a Pro Bowler. People forget that. Yep. So he talked about Cincinnati, and here's what he had to say.
You know, I grew up going to games there. I grew up sitting in the bleachers and watching a lot of games, and I think the kid would be excited, right? Of you have your hometown team that's calling. So, but also being in the profession and knowing a little bit more of the ins and outs, right? Be an open ear, right? You always have to listen and keep different options open and to see what happens.
I have one message for Kyle Schwarber, Ike. You know what that message is? Here it is. Get out of here. Beat it. I've had enough. You and your five-year and six-year demand. Get out of here. Give me a guy who can play in the field. Go get your money in Cincinnati. Have fun.
We'll take him.
Have fun spending the rest of your career in relative obscurity. No offense.
Yeah.
Get out of
here. No, they're on the up. They're on the uptick. You got Tito down there, man, managing the squad.
Oh, they let Ellie play through a torn quad this year. That's
Ellie
a good
Cruz,
idea.
Man. Yeah, very good player. Yeah.
And made the postseason this year.
Yeah.
No, they're up and coming. They actually could use it. I mean, they could use Schwarber.
Oh, they definitely could
he
use
He gets the 500 home runs in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Hometown kid.
Listen,
if the Phillies don't want him and they want to rebuild and do their thing.
You know they want him. You know they want him. This just means the unfortunate thing about this, because Kyle Schwarber's got to go play it in the public, is that I am upping, as I said, my prediction for the Phillies. They are now going to give him 6 years, $210 million.
Wow.
It's not going to get to 200.
It is.
If it gets 200...
What? What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You're going to go do...
You've already said you're playing both sides of the fence, so you can see it either way.
You're going to go do a celebration high hopes
pod. I'm going to give a golf clap.
No. Seltzer's going to be, I'm so excited! What do you mean? And you're going to be like, you're going to be the thirsty.
Do what you got to do. Burn the boats.
We're back.
Mount Rushmore, we're back. We're the second best team in baseball last year.
Hold on, making a lot of sense. Do the deal. So I can play both sides of the Phillies, but with you, the Sixers, it's no big deal.
This is what you don't want Eagles fans doing to you.
What?
What you're trying to do to him.
What you're trying to do to me.
First off, you brought up someone in the pre-show meeting who doesn't need to be brought up. You know I get immediately tight. And then you start turning this back around on me.
Who did I bring up in the pre-show meeting?
Nah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, you brought up Ben.
Yes.
You brought up someone else.
Did I?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It was a little bit of a threat.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't need to be threaded.
Yeah.
Well, threaded. Why
don't you go get us Diana Rossini on the show so I don't have to threaten you. I don't know, man. I'm not getting some giant bidding war over Kyle Schwarber.
Well, I mean, listen, I can understand that. But then take that money and go get us some good players.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, go
I
take
agree.
That money and get us some good players. I'm fine with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially if he signs in Cincinnati.
Yeah, then you win-win.
I win both ways, yes.
Win-win. What else, Jack?
Oh, so real quick. So the MLB announced their new TV deals.
Yep.
So
that new money?
So Sunday Night Baseball is going to be on NBC. Which
pretty
is interesting.
Cool.
Damn, NBC is getting everything.
They are.
Huh?
They are. I don't ever remember baseball on NBC, but
baseball
I know.
Baseball on NBC.
But the 93 World Series is on NBC.
Oh, when we were growing up, it was on NBC,
yes.
Right? Yeah, that's what it was. That's what this is baseball.
Yeah.
NBC, yeah.
So Sunday Night Baseball and the first round of the playoffs will be on NBC, which is interesting. Opening day, the Field of Dreams game, which the Phillies are in against the Twins, which is played out in Iowa, and the Home Run Derby are all going to be on Netflix. Which is, again, Netflix starting to, expand their footprint a little bit.
That's three different things or two?
Well, it's the opening day, Field of Dreams, and the Home Run Derby.
Okay.
Yeah, so all going to be on Netflix.
Of course, you can hear those games on WIP, whether you have Netflix or not.
Nailed it. Thank you. And then ESPN's taking over MLB TV, and out-of-market, select in-market games. But what I find interesting, and maybe I'm this is more hopeful thinking than anything, but they signed this deal only through 2028. Would those networks sign up if they felt like a work stop, which was going to happen in 2027?
They don't pay if there's a work stop.
So is that what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I was getting excited.
Yeah, if there's no games, they don't pay for them. Yeah, they don't care.
All right. Well, that's a little...
And it's their way to get out of it sooner or to do... Maybe that's baseball that wants to do a new deal in 3 years.
I'm sure.
It is pretty short term.
Yeah. I would love to go to the Field of Dreams game.
I know.
Dude, it's so cool out there.
Iowa?
Yeah. Well, it's so cool,
unless
though.
Cooper DeJean is going with us.
Yeah. Well, this probably ends up a different trip if Cooper DeJean's
going. Well, that's the whole point.
Well.
Well, I don't mean that. I'm just saying.
You sure, buddy?
Well,
yeah, sure.
He's like 30 years younger than I am. So, I don't. I'm just saying, we need. What are we doing in Iowa? Des Moines, Iowa? Where are we going?
Well, I just know visually.
It's in Dyersville, Iowa.
Visually, it's so cool. I mean, it is so cool to look at.
From TV.
Yeah.
But there's not that many seats, too. It's a really intimate
feel.
Fly
to some remote city and drive 2 hours there, 3 hours there.
Yeah,
all to sit in a damn cornfield.
Look, this is one of those things where it sounds really awesome.
Yeah.
And then if we had to go, I would be bitching about it.
You know I would be.
Yes. Yeah.
And I started bitching when the idea came about us going to Green Bay.
Right. You start bitching about immediately.
Yes, immediately.
And the next day, you're like, oh, fine, I'll go.
Yeah, I'll go.
215-592-9494.
Make a road trip.
Yeah. You want to drive out there?
How far would that be?
That's pretty far.
That's pretty far.
Yeah.
No way we can survive. That's
got to be 2,000 miles.
That'd be good content.
It would be great content.
It is... It's taking a long time to load, which is a bad sign. 14 and a half hours, 15 hours.
Oh, that's not so bad.
That's not too bad.
That's really not that bad.
Atlanta's like 13.
Yeah, I did Chicago in one shot. That was about 11, 12, something like that. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. You know, driving out to Iowa, difficult. Getting your windows replaced by Gaida, easy and great right now. And it's a great time to think about it as we're heading into the winter. With the, getting cold outside. You don't want it to be cold inside. You got to replace those windows, replace those doors. Buy one, get one half off sale going on right now at Gaida. For every single door and window you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. Mix and match. Everybody's needs are different. Everybody has, some people might need more windows. Some people might need more doors. So it can go door to door. It can go door to window. You need to replace everything in your home. Half of it's going to be a 50% off. That's a great deal. The more you need, the more you're going to save. Start your project with no money down. Are you kidding me? 18 months of interest-free financing on top of it. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. So do yourself a favor. Call Gaida at 877-GO-GAIDA. Get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, what up, fellas? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, Jack, you can stop with that fake news, man. Stop with the Kyle Schwarber fake news, okay? Those guys, you know what they do? They run up the numbers so the Phillies could be stupid enough to pay them. John Middleton is not paying him a dime. Okay, he hits more meaningless home runs I've seen in my life. Okay, and we're not giving out sympathy money. All right, if you want to get sympathy money, go back to your hometown where you belong. And we're going to get one of a couple Dominican, Cuban guys, a Japanese pitcher, somebody that we can sit up there and go against the Dodgers. Build a team the right way. You don't get this guy money because he's been here. He hasn't done nothing in the playoffs. And I tell you, if John Middleton, you want to keep giving your money away, I tell you what you do, right? Go get your driver. Get in your car, your limousine, come down to Mount Airy, rip a check out, write a couple zeros on there and a one before it, give it to me. I go to the nearest PNC Bank and cash it for you if you want to keep flushing your money down the toilet. Don't give Cal Schwarber a dime, okay? And that's it. Let him go.
Wow. Don't give him a dime.
Well, not nothing.
Yeah, I don't want to give him 6 years, but they're going to give it to him, Chuck. You wait.
They're not going to give him any. I guarantee you that. They're not that stupid. They're not going to give him anything. I tell you, he's gone. You know what I mean? They can't win with him. But I didn't call to talk about Kyle Schwarber, but he's done, man. You know what I mean? You got to go in a different direction. Or the Dodgers are going to win championships every year because they got nobody that's challenging them. If you want a challenge for the championship, Tom Middleton, don't sign Kyle Schwarber. He's a DH anyway. Yeah, he can't give you defense. Give one of these guys, young guys here that alert, that can play defense and that's hungry. Kyle Schwarber, bye-bye. He can go somewhere else. Now, listen, let me say this, right, about the Eagles. Mm. And now, here's the thing, right? You guys, you're not going to want to hear this, but a business is a business. And the Eagles are making business moves right now. You know, they're leaking things because I believe that when they look at the Patriots and when they look at the way the Denver Broncos win and when they look at the way the Colts win, you know, I think the league is going into a different direction. You don't got to pay your quarterback $50, $60 million no more. You know what I mean? I think that they didn't get rid of their backup, which is Tanner McKee, because they know how good Tanner McKee really is. And they got a plan for the future. They're leaking these things because it's going to be an excuse to let Jalen walk. And if they win the championship this year, the unorthodox thing to do is let your quarterback walk so you can sign all your other good players and then have another quarterback on a cheaper contract. I believe that's so. And I believe that the writing is on the wall for Jalen, because when Howie Roseman looked at this team, and Howie Roseman's job as a GM is to put the best talent on the field and keep the best talent here. And I think that when he looks at this team, are they winning because this quarterback, or are they winning because the team that I build around this quarterback? I think it's the latter. And I think that he's going to go ahead and move forward eventually without Jalen, cut bait with him, because you got some guys coming up like Jalen Carter. You know, you got Quinyon Mitchell. That's a prime position, right? That cornerback position. You got Coop. You got Ahsaan. You know, you got Lakobe Dean. You got guys, man. Jalen Phillips just came. He's an edge rusher. You got to make this money somehow. You know, makes sense. And I tell you.
Listen, I'm not saying you're not wrong. I think that's sort of short-sighted. Not from you. I'm saying that that's what the Eagles are thinking about doing, because you're not going to continue to pay two wide receivers the type of money they're paying two wide receivers. Saquon Barkley isn't going to be Saquon Barkley for the next 3 years. So to decide to go with Tanner McKee just because he's cheaper, man, Tanner McKee's going to need a lot of talent around him. Yeah, he's going to need talent around him to win.
Yeah, he is. But what I'm saying is this, right? I just think the days of paying your quarterback all that money all I'm saying is that they're going to have to make room. You know,
but here's what I would say, though, Chuck, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying the days of paying your quarterback thing, how much sense does it make to have nearly $60 million tied up in wide receivers, throw an extra 10 for the tight end, $70 million, then throw 20 for the running back? That's $90 million. Not to mention four out of the five linemen make $20 million a year almost. How much sense does it make to spend all that money for that?
Like Jalen ain't gonna be the only thing that they're moving on from.
That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, Chuck, is Tanner McKee good enough to overcome losing all that caliber of talent?
What I'm saying is this: you know, then they got a plethora of draft picks. Okay, you know, they got a plethora of draft picks, and they can still build a team around a quarterback that's cheaper and won't allocate a lot of money until later on down the road. They can use those draft picks to either draft another quarterback to go behind Tanner, or they can use it to build a team, the offense around Tanner, who they think might be better in this offense than what Jalen is. All I'm saying is that, you know, they got some guys that's coming up they're going to have to make money for, well, make room for. And I think Howie Roseman, like I said, he could be looking at this team like he built this team. You know, so it could be like, you know, are we winning because this quarterback, or are we winning because this team is that good? And I can plug pretty much not any quarterback, but pretty much a quarterback like Tanner McKee. They see this guy every day at practice. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't think that they think that Jalen Hurts is a bad quarterback. I just don't think they think he's that good to where as though we can't replace him and sign our other guys that we brought up through the system here and we don't want to let go. Because it's going to be hard decisions that have to be made, and A.J. Brown is just not the only one. You know what I'm saying? Eventually Saquon, you know, all those other guys.
Dallas Goddard may be gone after this year.
Goddard might be gone, but Jalen takes a lot of money off, you know, that $50 million a year. That's a big number, Ike. And like I said, you know, if you can get a quarterback like a Drake May or, you know, Daniel Jones or somebody else that's you know, you can actually still build around and win with, then that might be the route that this new NFL was taking. You know what I mean? You pay your quarterback later opposed to up front all that money. Listen, this guy, he's no Patrick Mahomes, man, Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's no Tom Brady. Now stop pretending.
But hold on though. Hold up, Chuck. You say that like there are so many other quarterbacks that are Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. So who are the other guys that are Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady?
It's not.
Okay then. So why would the Eagles be justified in getting rid of him because he's not Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady? Like, that's the standard he should be living up to.
Those other teams ain't paying those guys.
Yeah, they are. $1 million. What do you think Dak getting paid? Dak get paid 60.
And they go home every year.
Yeah, but they still pay him.
The guy that's getting paid right now on $25 million and on rookie deals, they lead in their divisions.
Do you know how bad their teams had to be to get those quarterbacks?
Well, what I'm saying is the Eagles got a plethora of picks to actually make a move. Yeah, they do.
They just traded 8 picks to get average players this year. They're giving up picks.
They didn't trade their premium picks to get Jaden Phillips, man.
Not to mention, where's the quarterbacks at that are so great that's coming out that's going to lead us?
We might have one sitting on the bench already. You know what I mean? Waiting for his turn. What I'm saying is this.
Yeah.
When you look at Jalen Hurts, he's not worth $50 million. And these things are being leaked for a reason. Like, it ain't because they don't like the guy. They're building the tracks right now.
So they're sabotaging. They're sabotaging. Think about what you're saying. You're saying they're sabotaging their chance to win right now because they're worried about the future.
No, they're going to win right now. They're going to win right now. Listen.
If they're going to win a Super Bowl right now and still get rid of him.
Yeah, they're just like they got rid of a quarterback when they took the highest cap hit.
He didn't win a Super Bowl. So you're telling me Jalen Hurts is going to win 2 Super Bowls, take you to 3 of them, and you're going to get rid of him for Tanner McKee?
Eventually, you got to get rid of him anyway. I'm not putting nothing past the
You're right, because after Tom Brady won 3 Super Bowls, they needed to get rid of him.
I'm not putting nothing past the Eagles, man.
You're not making sense, Chuck.
I'm making sense.
You can't tell me they're trying to win right now and sabotage the quarterback by putting out bad information on him.
Probably see a way out. You got to see. They got a foresight. You know what I'm saying? See, Howie Roseman's job is to look ahead and see a way out. I'm not saying Jalen is a bad guy or bad quarterback.
I didn't say you're saying that. What I'm saying is I'm pushing back against the idea that they are behind this and they're planning an exit strategy from Jalen. But then I say, well, they're sacrificing winning. They're 8-2 with the number one seed in the NFC. And then you tell me they're going to win anyway this year. He's going to be the quarterback that wins it. He wins 2 Super Bowls. Don't let him be Super Bowl MVP again. He's going to win 2 Super Bowls, take them to 3, and they're planning to get rid of him. Because, hold on. Not to mention, because they're winning in spite of him.
No, because this offense have looked putrid for the past 3 years, and they've known that. And they made a mistake, but they signed him very quickly. It was up against it, so they had
to. How the hell you make a mistake and they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the offense have looked terrible in the regular season.
I don't care about that. They won the Super Bowl, Chuck. They won the Super Bowl. And see, if you weren't so busy being negative about it last year, you would have had a chance to enjoy it. Now, those were your own words. So maybe you don't appreciate the Super Bowl like all the other Eagles fans do.
Oh, I appreciate it. I just know it's other assets. That went into that. A number one defense, a number one running back, you know what I'm saying? A number one offensive line, you know what I mean? There's other things that went into that. And then when you got to the Super Bowl, that team was game planning to stop your number one attack, which was Saquon. So my thing is this, you know what I'm saying? How much really is it Jalen or is it this team?
Why does it have to be all Jalen?
I'm not saying it all has to be him. What I'm saying is you don't have to pay $50 million for your quarterback when you got a team that's built around him like this and you want to keep them together. That's what I'm saying. It's the money is too high for him to be your quarterback. He's not a bad quarterback, but the money is too high. When you got cheaper options like a Drake May out there, like a Daniel Jones out there, you know, like these other guys out here that's leading their team to victories that you could possibly win with them, and have a great defense that's around them still. These guys coming up for contracts, man, they're going to get paid a lot of money on the defensive end. You don't want to let those guys go, especially the guys you drafted.
All right, Chuck, we got to go. There's a Chuck's theory is that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl this year and then get rid of Jalen Hurts, which would, boy, you'd have to kick me out of WIP that day. What a crazy day that would be. Holy moly. Maybe we'll run that by Mayock next.
I lost brain cells. Right there. All right.
We got Mayock. Mike Mayock joins us next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.